Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about why you need to keep going on, even if you don't feel like it. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So, I must admit, I'm a little bit under the weather. Got this bad cough. My lungs are not performing as they should be. And I'm fine, it's just a cold, it's not the Rona or anything like that. It's just, you know, I'm just feeling a bit under the weather. Anyway, just done a podcast, and I really didn't want to do the podcast. Like, it would have been so much easier to just not do it. It's so much easier to just grab the quilt, get on the couch, get the Xbox out, bit of Titanfall 2, bit of Call of Duty, do zero work, and just pretty much do nothing at all. However, that wouldn't be conducive to my future. And my future, let's face it, is where we're all going to live. Maybe not my future, your future. But in the future is where we're all going to live. And that future that we're all going to live in is built on what you do today, what I do today, and so on and so forth. And so, if I put stuff off, that future isn't going to be as bright as it could be. Does that make sense? So it's like this idea of, you know, if you're laying a line of bricks, and every brick that you lay is something that you said that you're going to do, and every so often you don't do what you said you're going to do, so you have to leave a blank. You don't lay a brick, it's just a blank hole. And then the question is, in 5 years' time, do you want that wall, that future foundation, do you want it to be full of holes, full of stuff that you said you were going to do but actually didn't do because you just didn't feel like it, you couldn't be bothered, you're feeling under the weather, you had you had stuff going on, etc. Or do you want a really solid foundation for your future? Because the stuff that you do today is important. That podcast that I did today is important. This video that I did today is important. On its own, singularly, it's not important. It's got zero importance. As a collective, for who I actually am, it's important. When you, as a potential customer, are looking back at Dan's content, and you see the level of consistency for producing content, the level of consistency for helping our clients, the level of consistency that goes into being consistent, then we go up in people's estimations. Whereas if we didn't do it, people, like, you wouldn't know that we existed because we haven't got that level of consistency. And as we know, consistency is one of probably the big three things that you need to do if you want to be successful at something. Consistency is huge. And sure, it is easier to just grab the quilt, get on the couch, get some chocolate, watch what have I watched recently, a couple of recent Marvel films, play on the Xbox. I like, that's awesome. I love doing all that stuff. Well, I'm nearly 50, love it. But like I say, it's not going to help your future self get to where you want to get to. And I'm assuming that where you want to get to is a much nicer place than where you currently are, either physically, location-wise, or mentally, or financially, or spiritually, or relationshipfully, or physically, from a body point of view. I'm guessing that where you want to be is a much nicer place. Now, don't get me wrong here, I'm still a hypocrite. I'm absolutely a hypocrite, because there's things that I should be doing right now, physically, with my body, that absolutely are not happening. And so we're edging towards being better at that. And that's really all we're talking about here, is about showing up even if you don't feel like it. And I've had times where I went to the CrossFit gym and I really didn't feel like it, and then afterwards I've had a great workout. I mean, it's different right now because I'm ill. Even if I wanted to go to CrossFit, I would imagine that I would be probably damaging myself. And that's okay. So that's one of the caveats that I think you need to be aware of. And not just physically, but mentally. Sometimes, for you to take a mental health day, I think is really important to do. And that's not necessarily what we're talking about here. I'm not saying that you show up even though you are in such a bad place that you just need to take some time off. Like, I'm literally, I'm off to Decathlon right now to go buy my daughter a little basketball so she can play with me on the basketball. So that's just me going out, taking some time out of work. It's not work. I don't think that's not what consistency means. Consistency doesn't mean you're doing it 24/7. Consistency just means that you're doing it regularly enough to make a difference. Every single week. If you're doing content 3 times a week, then you do content 3 times a week. If you're doing content 7 times a week, which might be too much, but then you do content 7 times a week. But it's up to you to work out what's too much and what's not enough, and so on and so forth. So look, I hope that's useful for you. I'm really not well today. I just wanted to share that because we have shown up, even though we don't feel well. Is it making a bad impact on our physical health? No. Is it making a bad impact on our mental health? No. Actually, probably does quite the opposite, because we're showing up even though we don't feel good. In a year's time, when people go, "How did you do it?" I can say, "I showed up when I didn't feel well." And so, getting that level of consistency is what's key. If you've got yourself into a situation where your health is so badly affected, then obviously don't do it. If you're in a situation where your mental health is badly affected, then obviously don't do it. You know, we need you to have a balanced level of consistency where it's not then affecting everything else that you do. It's got to be balanced, and that's the key. Alright, hope that's useful. I will go buy the basketball from Decathlon. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.